Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's September 15th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 17, verse 4, and it reads, "And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." You know, this has the similar verse in Matthew 18, 22, and there it says, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times?' Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. You know, I think we all too often as Christians focus on the Matthew 18 verse, or remember the Matthew 18, but don't apply or remember the Luke 17. And I think they need to go together, because the Matthew 18 as a standalone verse tells us that as many times as your brother or sister sin against us, we are to forgive them. You know, and obviously the 77 times here is just to say, you always forgive, basically. You know, 77 is figurative, not a literal maximum number. But when we attach this with our verse today, and yesterday's as well, you know, Luke 17, verse 3, we see that as many times as they sin against us and repent, you forgive them. Well, what happens when they sin against you and don't repent? Well, first look back at Luke 17, 3. You know, there Jesus tells us to rebuke them over the sin, and if they repent, forgive them. So if they sinned against you once, twice, or for the 77th time, did you rebuke them or not? If they haven't repented for their sin against you, you need to remember if you have or haven't rebuked them. Maybe they're just ignorant of the fact that they sinned against you. You know, you have a responsibility here as much as they do. And I still have to flush this thought out a little bit, but if you have rebuked them and they still don't repent for their sin that they committed against you, what it sounds like is, you know, while we should be people that forgive them, you know, you have no real need to repair the relationship.
Right. That would damage the relationship. And I'm thinking the Pharisees probably taught up to a certain number to forgive someone. So maybe that's why Peter asked if it was seven. I'm just thinking how sad that is, that maybe that's how they thought God was. And Jesus pretty much said as many times as they repent. And this is how God is with us. Even though we do sin against him over and over, and even for the same exact issue, he forgives us. It seems so hard to forgive someone who keeps sinning against us over and over, even after they repent. And we would have a hard time forgiving them each time, I think. But because we know that this is how God is towards us, we can more easily forgive. Since God, who is holy, can forgive me, surely I can forgive someone on my level, because I'm no better than they are anyways.
Absolutely. And I do believe that they were taught three times is what you were required to forgive. So anything above three was kind of doing some extra homework, I guess. And our psalm for the day comes from Psalms 137, verse 4 through 6. "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy."
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14. "The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.